Hello, HR, we need you. Just don't get in our way. Welcome to the HCM Technology News Roundup from the HCM Technology Report. It's July 29th, 2019, and I'm Mark Pfeffer. Here's some news, some headlines, and a few minutes dancing along the edge of the corporate portal to the Twilight Zone. Let's start with the news. HR practitioners need to learn more about AI, and they need to learn it faster. So says HR.com's Research Institute. They found that while AI isn't widely used for talent acquisition, that's going to change and soon, as in the next 2 years. First Advantage announced a new feature called Right ID, an ID verification system that confirms government-issued identifications, say driver's licenses, in real time. It launches in August. Upwork, known as a gig job matching platform, added features to its agency products. They aim to improve how employers and staffing agencies can work together. Upwork said the new tools demonstrate its commitment to providing tech and services that support large project work and boutique agencies. Finally, if you're going to the Social Recruiting Strategies Conference in Philadelphia next week, it runs from August 6th to August 8th, I'm going to be there too, so look out for me. I have a bad habit of buying drinks for people who tell me they read and love the HCM Technology Report. Sad, I know. Okay, now, imagine, if you will, some of the biggest multinationals in the world planning under great pressure to transform their workplace for peak performance in the digital age. There's technology involved and process and adoption. The overarching question of what will the workforce do? And now imagine, not even a third of those companies, 30% of them, have HR deeply involved in the effort. That is a Twilight Zone. And yes, you heard me right. ISG studied the Workplace of the Future initiatives of 30 global enterprises. It found that the same executives who worry about employee expectations, adoption, and other workforce issues don't bother to talk with HR very much. In fact, 43% said HR has little to no involvement in workplace transformation. Only 9% say HR is fully integrated into the process. Only 9%. Think about that for a second. I'll wait. Okay, so what's the impact of this? Well, here's an example. Most enterprises are moving to cloud-based solutions for things like email, word processing, and collaboration. But they're frustrated because a lot of employees don't understand how to use those tools. Hello? HR? L&D? ISG identified 5 key themes that run through workplace transformations. 4 directly involve HR. The first theme: the workplace is changing. It's becoming more collaborative, more flexible, and always connected. I think everybody knows that. Second, HR is underrepresented in transformation efforts, and that's what we've been talking about. Third, enterprises are struggling to balance employee experience with money, much of it for technology. In other words, budgets are getting in the way. And finally, they're having a tough time meeting employee expectations about flexible technology in flexible work environments. So I've got to ask, have business leaders just somehow gotten it into their heads that because transformation has so much to do with technology, the employee angles, experience, retention, recruiting, heck, maybe even safety, don't matter so much anymore? Well, that would be a mistake. And only a very technically smart HR group is going to be able to fix it. For the workforce to, well, work, CHROs need to bring their bosses back to reality and get them out of the Twilight Zone. That's it for this week. Check out www.hcmtechnologyreport.com every day for the latest HR technology news. That's hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.